Hello, Nettle Middle School. I'm Lucas Hite.
And I am Tristan Older.
And these are today's announcements.
Today's day is November 4th, 2024.
Celebrating a birthday tomorrow is Holden Alt from Mr. Graham's advisory.
Payson Keller from Mrs. Harkey's advisory.
Lunch Wednesday is chicken patty, ham, and cheddar melt, or a pizza munchable.
Reminder, we have no school tomorrow due to the presidential election. Also, we have an early dismissal on Friday, and no school Monday due to Veterans Day.
It's a busy week for NMS Athletics. The girls' basketball team will play at Marshall tonight and host Palestine on Friday. The boys' basketball team and cheerleaders open their season with a pair of games this week at home. One tomorrow against Paris Crestwood and the other Thursday against Casey.
Congratulations to Mrs. Snyder's class for winning the 6th grade knockout intramural. Mrs. Harmon was second and Mrs. Pinkston was third. Lucy Mosby was the individual winner. 7th grade will compete on Thursday.
It is now time for Mrs. Stark's Good Vibe of the Week.
This week's good vibe is, in 2014, 3-year-old Kinira Shitova survived 11 days in the Siberian wilderness with the help of her dog, Nida.
She foraged for berries, drank from the river, and stayed warm by cuddling her dog. The dog eventually guided rescuers to her location. This gives good vibes because pets are such good companions and protect their humans.
Tomorrow's election day. Tomorrow, voters will go to the polls to elect either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump as our next president. Presidential elections are actually decided by the Electoral College. Each state gets a total number of votes based on its population. If a candidate wins the state, they get all that state's electoral votes. California has the most electoral votes with 54. Several states have only 3. In Illinois, we have 19 electoral votes. There are 538 votes total in the United States. It takes 270 to win the election.
This year's election will be close. It'll be interesting to see who wins. We'll know more when we return to school on Wednesday. We'll have more announcements then.